This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Ruling parties finalize deal on seat sharing in Metropolis and Submetropolis in upcoming local level elections. Supreme Court orders government not to allow extraction of rubbles and sands from rivers without formulating specific laws. Energy Minister level meeting of BIMSTEC agree on preparing pilot project for grid connection and establishing energy trade center. And Russia diplomatically warns Sweden and Finland about consequences of joining NATO. Now the news in detail. The ruling parties have finalized a deal on seat sharing among them in the Metropolis and Submetropolis in the upcoming local level elections. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the meeting of the ruling five parties held at Balwatar today agreed on the seat allocation for the mayor and deputy mayor post in the metropolitan cities and submetropolitan cities, nominating the common candidates from the parties. As per the agreement, the Nepali Congress will file candidacies for the mayor post in Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Biratnagar metropolitan cities and in Dharan, Itahari, Kalaya, Butwal, Tulsipur, Nepalganj and Dhangadi submetropolitan cities. Likewise, the CPN Maoist Center will file candidacies for the mayor post in Bharatpur metropolitan city and in Jitpur, Simara and Gorai submetropolitan cities. The CPN Unified Socialist Party will file candidacies for the mayor post in Pokhara metropolitan city and Hetura submetropolitan city. Similarly, the People's Socialist Party will file candidacy for the mayor post in Birganj metropolitan city and vice deputy mayor post in Biratnagar metropolitan city. Meanwhile, Home Minister Balakrishna Khandelwal has warned that the party will take action against leaders and cadres if they defy the agreement of the ruling coalition parties regarding the local level elections. The Supreme Court has issued a mandamus in the name of the government not to allow the extraction of stones, rubbles and sands from the rivers without formulating specific laws. The constitutional bench, led by Acting Chief Justice Deepak Kumar Kharki, also ordered the government to make effective arrangements for the conservation of the environment. The mandamus mentions that the unsystematic extraction of stones, rubbles and sands, which expose the natural resources, is against the spirit of the Constitution and asks the government to allow the extraction only after forming the necessary laws. The third meeting of energy ministers from the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, has agreed on preparing a pilot project for grid connection and establishing an energy trade center. The meeting, held virtually today, concluded with issuing a 12-point joint statement, including the agreement to establish BIMSTEC Grid Interconnection Coordination Committee. The meeting also agreed to form policies and develop tariff schemes for the energy trade. The energy ministers of the region decided to constitute an expert group on the matter of modality of energy trade between the BIMSTEC member nations. During the meeting, Energy Minister Pompa Bhusale stressed the need for mutual trust and sincerity in objectives to address the serious issues in the energy sector. The minister also called for adequate fiscal mobilization and technology handover to advance towards the path of energy security. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is arriving in Kathmandu tomorrow at the invitation of Minister for Health and Population Birut Khatiwara. During his stay in Nepal, the WHO Director General will pay a courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sev Bahadur Deva. Likewise, the Director General will also meet National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha, Minister Khatiwara and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narayan Khadka. Minister Khatiwara's press advisor Santaram Bidari informed that the WHO chief will observe the ongoing vaccination campaign against typhoid and the National Public Health Laboratory. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiya, mutton khana 200 rupiya. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही मजाले चलाउने
*14#15# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौ
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A four-member delegation of the U.S. Congress will be paying a three-day visit to Nepal. The delegation comprising Cory Booker, Mark Kelly, Kristen Gillibrand and Mundur Jones will arrive in Kathmandu on Friday. The members in the delegation represent both the lower and upper houses of the U.S. Congress. According to the Nepali Embassy in Washington, D.C., the parliamentary team will visit Nepal from the 22nd to the 24th of April. The visit is taking place on the eve of the 75th anniversary of the establishment of Nepal-U.S. diplomatic ties. CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has claimed that the previous governments under his leadership stood for the country's sovereignty and nationalism. Speaking at an interaction with the youths organized in Godavari of Lalitpur today, Chairperson Oli stressed the need for united efforts from youths to lead the country towards the path of prosperity. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia has warned Sweden and Finland via bilateral diplomatic channels about the consequences of joining NATO. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova has said Russia issued all its warnings both publicly and through bilateral channels. She added that Sweden and Finland knew about the consequences and they will have nothing to be surprised about. Finland's parliament is deliberating on Wednesday on whether to seek NATO membership after Russia's invasion of Ukraine sparked a surge in political and public support for joining the military alliance. Despite Russia warning of a nuclear build-up in the Baltic should Finland and Sweden join the military alliance, Finland's prime minister said her country would now decide quickly on whether to apply for the membership. Likewise, Sweden is also discussing whether to submit a membership bid following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Police have kept up a curfew in central Sri Lanka a day after the killing of an anti-government demonstrator. The government has promised investigations into allegations that police used excessive force to disperse people protesting across the country against high fuel prices and demanding President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's resignation over the worsening economic crisis. At least 29 people, including 11 policemen, were wounded in the first fatal clash since anti-government protests broke out this month. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rains or thunderstorms are likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling parties finalized deal on seat sharing in Metropolis and Submetropolis in upcoming local level elections. Supreme Court orders the government not to allow extraction of rubbles and sands from rivers without formulating specific laws. Energy Minister level meeting of BIMSTEC agree on preparing pilot project for grid connection and establishing energy trade centre. And Russia diplomatically warns Sweden and Finland about consequences of joining NATO. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.